Somebody say yeah. Say it again, say yeah. Somebody say yeah for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You look good out there, baby.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Look here. It's been too hard living, and I'm afraid to die. Look here. 'Cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long, I wish I could come out there where you are, baby. A long time coming, but I know, look at here, a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Look at here. Let me say one more thing. I go to the moon. Somebody keep telling me, oh boy, don't hang around. It's been a long. If anybody know what I'm talking about, let me see you wave your hand. I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. But I've gotta take my time and say this, look. Then I go to my brother. Yes, sir. And I tell him, I said, brother, help me, please. But he winds up knocking me. He knocks me back down on, back down on. Change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Look at here. One more time. Look. Then I go to my brother. Somebody take your hand back and forth like this. Everybody, everybody. You sitting in the first balcony too. Help me, please. All over the auditorium tonight. All over the auditorium. Hallelujah. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, at the time, what I thought I couldn't last for long. Oh, God, I know, baby,
Now that's the way you open up a Saturday morning love fest, which of course we are. Bruchim Abayim, Velkomin, Bienvenito. Oh my God, it's still alive. Here with Brian Steiner and...
Ronen Kochavi.
And special guest today. That's three specials you got, by the way.
Thank you.
That's my pleasure. Elran Dekel.
Hey.
A.K.A. E-Train. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure being here. Beautiful track, man.
Wasn't it quite a lovely Saturday morning?
It's a nice ending for a new beginning. You know.
Oh, beginning of a new ending?
Could be.
So Elran was on this radio show when it was called It's Alive, which was begun several years ago.
Yeah.
And he decided we're now too small for him, so he's moved on to bigger and better things. He's a little, it's not promoting, it's not helping. I'm just a... kind of guy now. We understand.
It's not connected to my new business.
Business as.
Yeah.
Yes, Stegel is a very busy boy and doesn't have time for me anymore, except for on weekends now and again, which I do appreciate. We have a great, actually, a story that we'll have to tell later
from
on today.
From our last weekend together.
And now we are, oh my God, it's still alive with Ronen Kochavi. So how does it feel to be in the small chair?
I actually like it because I feel like I need to try more.
Yeah, I think you do.
Not like
it's much more comfortable. This
is
chair.
It?
I have the more comfortable chair.
Do you?
Yeah.
We might have to switch.
Like, look at me now.
Whoosh, that does look comfortable.
You see, but now it's kind of...
And now you've come back to visit.
Yes, I have.
By the way, Ronen, I think you should know that when we had the first couple shows, so I sent to Dekel and he listened to it, and he had two pieces of advice. Mm. One is something about music, right? Something about maybe musically.
Maybe like I was missing another track in the show,
And the second one was Ronen should be allowed to speak more. And I said, fuck no. Was that my reaction or was that not my reaction?
אני מההתחלה, אני חושב שגם דיברנו על זה, לפחות אני ואתה. אני כאילו מרגיש שאני סך הכל, אתה יודע, אני פה בשביל לתמוך בך.
Really?
ככה אני מרגיש.
I thought I was supporting you this whole time.
ואני אוהב את זה. אז זה המקום שלי, אתה מבין? אני לא בעניין של... לקחת את זה יותר על הכתפיים שלי, אתה מבין?
But you do, you do. But without you, this wouldn't be happening.
כן, אבל...
לא, זה נכון, אבל...
מבחינת זמן מסך, אתה מבין? אני דווקא אוהב את המקום הזה. אבל כן, תשמע, מי יודע לאן זה ילך? אתה מבין? רק התחלנו. בתכלס. יש מצב שבסוף זה יהיה אני ואתה,
נכון. And we could become like the third biggest podcast out of a beach town in the whatever area. Where are we broadcasting from?
השבר הסורי
האפריקאי. כן, אנחנו לא מגלים בדיוק מאיפה, אבל אנחנו...
כן, סתם, we're right on the beach, as we know, because we have תחזית ימית.
כן.
Ooh.
Yes.
Can't wait to hear that. Coming up.
So this is where we've come to on this Saturday morning. Of course, we just heard an amazing Donny Hathaway track, A Change Is Gonna Come. We're just past the... All of the change that's going to come. So just keep praying. And now we're going to hit you hard because now we're awake. We all have beer, by the way. Does everybody have some beer? Let's make a... Everybody wake the fuck up. It's Saturday morning. You're going to have to finish that. L'chaim.
Shabbat shalom.
Those were beer glasses.
Shabbat shalom.
So look, it's Saturday morning. I know it might be tough this Saturday morning. We know... It might be great this Saturday morning. We have no idea, actually. But wake the fuck up.
We'd like to do a cover tune this evening. With all due respect to Mr. Jimi Hendrix. Entitled, is 619. We'll be right back.
plastic finger me. Hoping my cow will soon die, but I'm gonna have to wave my great black eye. It's so high.
Lenny. So before I let you all know that that was Lenny Kravitz doing a cover of Jimi Hendrix, I'd like to make a correction that I was obviously Al Green the first song, but we were talking about Donny Hathaway before when the all of the drugs and alcohol were being passed around. So when they were being passed around again, I naturally had Donny Hathaway brain. So I said Donny Hathaway. You know how that is. You know,
again. Just,
yeah.
So we were doing L'Chaim and the beer and Donny Hathaway and, you know, nipples.
I mean.
It was all...
It
was all together.
Okay.
So current events. We're on the set time of the show, which we like to discuss current events. We are not a political show. So we're, you know, I don't know. I don't even know what to say. You don't want to know our political views. You know, we don't want you to meet us on the street and say, this is how you feel or how I feel. That's a really good question. I guess you would have to say I do have a dea politit. I guess you would have to say I do in some way. A shadow dea. I don't know what that means.
I don't know if I have a...
Can you see your dea? Does your dea have a shadow? That's an interesting... I like that. All of a sudden, like, is your idea strong enough to cast a shadow
on another dea?
I think there's maybe
who am I casting?
That's a nice one.
What am I doing?
I think that's a nice... There's a nice song lyric in there. Maybe even about my ideas casting shadows on your ideas. That's actually a nice fucking song idea. Mm. See, you turn a joke into
I lost you even before you started deep. That.
So
one.
Current event. Let's tell our children's story because our kids ended up in the hospital together just a week ago.
What?
Nachon. Ken.
Yes.
Not all our kids.
One of each.
Yes.
Jesus.
My number two and his little girl are close friends.
Yeah. Oh my God.
My number two.
That
you like
sounded
that?
Horrible.
My number two.
And
you know what? When I try
we gotta
and call
start
them by
this
name,
whole show all over.
When
most horrible thing anybody has ever.
Dude, when I try and call them by name, I always get it wrong anyway.
Oh
I always call them by the wrong name anyway. It's just like I know that is my number two child. Not a number two by like I like her second.
No, I'm thinking
second,
a number and a different number two.
She's my second.
Second.
Oh,
okay, maybe
you're
second.
No, your number two, and that's why I'm saying your number two and my girl,
my
best friend.
My ass in your face.
Exactly. And my girl.
No,
maybe
no.
If it was my face,
my
I can cope.
My second oldest daughter and your daughter are good friends and
that's
really
true.
Like to hang out.
Yeah.
Last week you came to my place, you hung out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was
they
fun.
Went out. With
one of the moms
to get some jachnun.
Yeah.
And while they were there, they sat down by themselves, hung out, and ate some kind of poison berry together.
Without the mom. That was just the girls.
They were outside.
If it was with the mom.
So I get a picture on the phone. Can you look up what this is?
Because
the
girls were just...
No, הכל היה בסדר.
She just came and saw them eating the thing.
ובסוף זה לא היה כל כך רע לי, זה לא היה סיפור.
Okay, they're all good.
Everything was fine, but at the time I got a picture of a plant saying the girls were just eating this. Can you look up and see what it is? And it's a common plant, and it looks a little bit like a cherry tomato, and it's got little red fruits.
Ah,
and
they were them po, הם מעולים.
And they were eating them.
זה כזה מתוק, נכון?
I don't know, I didn't eat it.
It's poisonous.
Because we read it's like lethal.
Ken, it's poisonous.
It's a Ken.
Unripe, it's a deadly plant. If it's not ripe, the green ones, it's really poisonous.
The green ones,
And the red ones,
you know.
No, but the red ones are very little bit poisonous. Like if you eat a lot of them, a lot of them.
It's not a plant to eat.
It's not a plant to eat.
You shouldn't eat that plant.
Exactly. Okay. So as it turns out, the doctor said it's not really that poisonous, that fruit, when they got to the hospital. But we're reading about it, and it's like, you know, we got so
we had a few hours of like, you know,
they kept
stress.
Them
shaking.
Zaloya FS, they did them in EKGs. They kept them under observation for a few hours, gave them a neurological test and a follow-up EKG, and only then they let them go.
בארץ זה ככה זה, אתה יודע.
No, זה לא רק בארץ, זה אחלה, כי look,
if they would have liked the green ones, we would have had a problem.
כן. Exactly. They taste the green.
זה כמו שציאניד נמצא בתוך שקדים, אתה יודע, זה כאילו סבבה להגיד את זה.
יש בזה ציאניד בצמח הזה.
אוקיי, אבל זה כמויות, הרי, אתה יודע, זה סתם, זה כאילו כל מיני כאלה
אגדות
אורבניות מפחידות.
It's a...
בהקשר הזה אני לא כך יודע, אבל אני אומר...
זה משפחה של צמחים שהם כולם רעילים, חלק יותר רעילים
מהשני. אני חייב לספר לך סיפור, מעניין.
רק
שתדע, שמרבית הזרעים, שקיימים בפירות וירקות וזה, הם רעילים. הפואנטה של זה, זה לשמור עליהם כדי להמשיך להתקיים. זה איזשהו משהו אבולוציוני. נגיד, הזרע שיש בתוך הפרסק, בפנים, לא הקשה, שאתה פותח את הקשה, הוא בעצם רעיל, הוא סוג של רעל. זה בעצם אותו עניין, אתה מבין? זה כאילו לשמור עליו, על השושלת. זה הטבע, אתה יודע, אבל זה לא באמת שאתה תאכל אחד כזה בתור בן אדם ויקרה לך משהו, זה יש שם איזשהו אחוז של משהו ש...
מצד שני, there are other plants that if an animal doesn't eat them and shit them out, they can't grow. So there's other ones that are exactly the opposite. They need to be eaten. Nature does every, all of that shit.
כן, אבל בדרך כלל זרעים צריכים להישמר, זה הרעיון.
But this is like the nightshade family, and there's every kind of nightshade from a little bit poisonous to deadly nightshade, which is like you eat it and you're fucked. So like, it's a family of plants that they're all in some way a little bit רעילים, but the unripe ones always a lot more than the ripe ones.
אני חשבתי שכזה, the one in charge, שהוא רואה שיש יותר מדי אנשים והוא מחפש דרכים לדלל את זה, אז הוא לוקח מלא סאב-קונטרקטורס כזה, למצוא דרכים, וזה איזה אחד שאמר, בוא נעשה משהו שנראה כמו עגבניית שרי, שיכול להוריד כמה, לא משנה כמה, זה יוריד כמה, וזה כאילו פרויקט שלו שלא כזה הצליח, אבל נפלנו שם.
במינונים,
הוא קיבל דיווידנד.
הוא טעה במינונים.
רק מהלחץ.
Take a little bit, go off over there, good luck, let me know how it goes.
אבל אתה קיבל קצת כסף מערכת הבריאות, בכל זאת.
They're already on to me, you look a little bit better than me, a little bit closer, a little bit less deadly.
טוב, אני שמח שזה נגמר בטוב.
כן, לגמרי. And they had, obviously, they just hung out at the hospital together for a few hours and played, and had, basically, they got 3 or 4 or 5 extra hours together.
Quality time, just them, without anybody else. And we were freaking out.
And then they walked out of the hospital and ate flowers.
then
they walked out of the hospital, and the first thing they did was ate some flowers that was on a tree right next to them. They're an awesome pair. You really got to love them. Okay, so back to the politics. I think I've come upon my Dea Politi, and I'm going to play it for you right now. So
right.
This will go down as my Dea Politi.
Relax.
Funkadelic. So that, even though you don't get it, Ronan, that's the way I feel about politics. Maggot brain is a perfect representation of my political
view.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Welcome.
It fits the results.
Again, the right.
Doesn't. Yes. Okay. So, Dekel.
Ken.
As long as you're here, we might as well talk to you about other things besides whatever we've been talking to you about. Have okay. we been talking to you? Do you feel involved?
Ken.
You're working on an album.
No, I must speak.
You're working on an album?
I don't think there is a musician that is not working on an album in some kind
of
way.
No, no, but you're in an advanced stage of working on an album. True or false?
I don't think there's a musician that is not in an advanced stage of working on an album.
Ronan begs to differ.
כן.
Really. Ronan takes long time for his albums, not like
אני כאילו, אני עובד גם על אלבום, אבל אני ממש בשלבי התחלה כבר איזה 5 שנים.
אז תראה.
ממש בהתחלה, כאילו, אני אפילו...
ואני איתו, אני אותו דבר.
אתה מבין? זה...
I'm working on a book for 76 years now, and I haven't been alive that long.
מה, יש לך...
I don't know if I want to read that book.
I'm not sure I do, which is why it's not written.
כאילו, הבאתי משהו להשמיע, שבגלל זה נראה אנחנו מדברים, שזה...
No, we're not playing that yet. We're playing that much later.
Oh, really?
For sure, dude. Come on. Dude. It's still...
אבל זה קשור לזה, מה שאתה...
תן לבן אדם...
זה קשור לזה?
Ma, I just want to know about the album in general right
okay,
now. What you're
so
working
that's
on.
Because I brought this thing, we're talking about this album. You don't have to play it now.
Okay.
But we'll talk
you
about
it. You did bring a song that yeah. will be on this album.
אבל אמרת 5 שנים, רונן, כאילו השיר שאני הבאתי נכתב לפני 12 שנה, והוא קלט לפני 9.5 שנים.
וואו, באמת?
כן. והרף מיקס שלו היה לפני 7 שנים. עשיתי עוד איזה העלאה 2 לפני 6 שנים. והוא הולך להיות ממוקסס החורף הזה. עכשיו, אני אמרתי את זה כל כך הרבה פעמים, לא בתוכניות רדיו, אבל כאילו, שהחורף הזה זה המיקסים, לכל כך הרבה אנשים אחרים ש...
מי ממקסס?
אבל הכל...
אתה ממקסס?
לא. זה אחד הדברים היפים בסיפור הזה. היה לי אלבום ראשון שעשיתי, שקראו לו ככה, שיצא ב-2005.
Lovely album.
אני הקלטתי, ניגנתי את כל הכלים, והכי מקסס. זה היה מאוד משפחתי כזה, ואינטימי וקטן. ועם האלבום הזה הוא קלט בצורה מאוד מיוחדת שגם קשורה לאחי שאפשר לפרט עליה אם רוצים, אבל לענות לתשובה של המיקסים,
כן.
לאורך השנים היו כל מיני אנשים שהיו אמורים למקסס את האלבום הזה, גם הציעו את עצמם, גם אני שאלתי, גם חשבתי שאני מקסס, וכל פעם דברים נדחו בגלל החיים, וזה הגיע לנקודה היום שהכי הולך למקסס את האלבום הזה.
מעניין.
זה היה צריך חכות.
רגע, אבל בוא תספר לנו קצת על באמת על ה... על איך הוקלט, ומה הקשר לאחיך בנושא הזה?
זה אלבום שהוא נכתב רובו די אחרי האלבום הראשון שיצא, וכבר היה מוכן, אבל מטבעי אני לא מזדרז לעשות שום דבר. ואחי, בתקופה ההיא, היה מלמד במכללת עמק הירדן, מכללת כנרת בצפון, ועלה לו רעיון לעשות פרויקט לימודי לסטודנטים שלו, שבעצם לעשות אלבום אמיתי, לא משהו... ניסיוני, לא להקות נוער, אלבום שבאמת, שילבו אלבום שהולך לצאת בצורה מקצועית מההתחלה עד הסוף. וככה הקלטנו את האלבום, בעצם הייתי מגיע למכללה פעם בשבוע, לסשן, עם כל הסטודנטים, עם בדרך כלל בין 15 ל-25. הם היו כולם עוזרי טכנאי.
לא, הם למדו את המקצוע של הטכנאות, של ההפקה.
טכנאי.
כן, הם למדו הפקה מוזיקלית וסאונד.
הבנתי.
כן, שכחתי להזכיר את זה.
They weren't in the...
Not music students.
Gotcha. Technical students.
כן. אז יש לאלבום הזה בעצם כ-25 עוזרי טכנאי.
הרבה קפה.
כן, שחלק מהם גם קליטו כפיים, וחלק מהם לקחו חלק יותר או פחות פעיל בעניין.
By the way, neither of them.
וכולם, כולם לקחו חלק, כל שבוע. כל שבוע הגעתי, עבדנו או על כלי מסוים, או על שיר מסוים, וכל פעם הבאתי את עצמי.
Nobody spilled anything on the console? It didn't even happen once? None of the students spilled anything? Nothing like that?
No way.
It's very impressive.
Dude, it's a fearful
right.
bunch of עזרי טכנאי.
Your brother is a very, very big person.
They pay to be an עזרי טכנאי.
Right, right. That's true.
ולא כמו באלבום הראשון, באלבום הזה הבאתי עוד מוזיקאים, לקחתי איתי חלק, יוסי מזרחי לקח חלק מאוד גדול, סלוצקי, יאיר סלוצקי, Idan Kuperberg.
Who do you think Slutsky's voting for? Who do you think Slutsky voted for?
Slutsky?
Yeah, who do you think he voted for?
I know who he voted for. I don't think, because it already happened and we talked.
I'm saying, who did he vote for?
I
who
can't
do you think
tell you.
He told you? So you're saying he told
yes,
you who he voted
for? But I can't share.
I got you. I was thinking if he didn't tell you, you could guess who he voted for. Who do we know that we could like guess who they voted for?
BB.
That's a cool game. That's a cool game. Name people
guess
and guess
who
they
voted,
who they voted for. People that we know.
כן, אבל...
Or other celebrities, like, you know.
זה להלבין כאילו מישהו ברבים.
פני פוליטיקה ברבים.
כן, כי כאילו יש בזה, אתה יודע...
Who did John Franks from Ramat Gan vote for? You know, why not play that game?
אפשר?
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
אפשר לדבר על אנשים שאנחנו לא מכירים, אבל...
כן.
אתה יודע.
על כל החיים שלהם, הם עברו. איך הם הגיעו לאן שהם... שאנחנו לא יודעים שהם הגיעו.
אהה.
כן, נראה לי זה זמן טוב לשיר.
You think so? You think we've come to a time for a song? I'm not sure. I'm still considering. Okay, so Dekel, this song is the reason I hope your album succeeds.
All right.
It's not the song from your album, no.
Okay.
No. Sam Cooke.
Thank you.
Just a little philosophy now that says, the philosophy of Bernie. Once I lived the life of a millionaire, spending my money, honey, I didn't care. Was taking my friends out for a mighty good time. And oh, I drank that good gin, champagne and wine. But oh, just as soon as my money got low, couldn't find no friends and I had no place to go. But if I ever get my hands on a dollar again, I'm gonna hold on till that eagle grins. Cause I found out that nobody wants you. Nobody wants you when they find out that you're down and out. When in your pocket, oh, there's not one penny. Oh, man, them good friends, I'm telling you that you haven't got any. But, oh, just let you get up on your feet again. And here they all come telling you they're your long-lost friend. But this I want to tell you, and about it I have no doubt, that nobody wants you. No, nobody needs you. No, nobody wants you when you're down and out. And oh, I gotta stand for me this time. No, 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 nobody wants you. No, no, nobody wants you when they find out you're down and you're out. When in your pocket there's not one penny. Oh man, all of them good friends that thought you had, you haven't got any. But oh, just let you get up on your feet again. And here they all come telling you they're your long lost friend. This I wanna tell you, and about it I got no doubt. Nobody wants you. No, nobody needs you. No, 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 nobody wants you when you're down and out.
Oh yeah, Deco. So just remember that nobody knows you when you're down and out. So yeah. Don't be.
Okay. So I need to be up and in.
Okay. Always up and in.
Everybody loves you when you're up and in.
See? There you go. Ask your wife.
oh immediately.
And there you have it.
You don't go there. You're just there.
It's there's a special place.
Okay.
Okay. Good. Thank you. I do have suddenly a story to tell you, but we'll skip it for the moment. It'll come up another day.
I think everybody will appreciate
it. We have come to the part of the show that we like to call Wheel of Topics.
Woohoo!
Wheel of Topics. We have a hat full of topics, which now has a topic of Dekel somewhere in there. Several topics of Ronan, several topics of mine. Dekel, kindly reach into the hat and pull out a topic.
Me?
And of course,
I guess. I feel so...
And let us know.
I'm By the way, this is Oh My God.
Can I just say this? That's not true. Let me just say this. We are Oh My God, It's Still Alive on campus, Hakutse. Radio Hakutse. And we are here with Elron Dekel. And he has currently picked a topic, which we will now discuss.
I know it's not mine because I folded mine much smaller than you guys.
Gotcha.
So you kind of know which one is mine.
Okay.
In case you want to.
Okay.
So now I'm just opening
the
note.
You're just opening the note and reading it out loud to
and
the
I'm
unsuspecting
talking about
public. What are we talking about?
Gay marriage in the Wailing Wall, Bakotel. Nisuei gays bakotel.
Nice, Ronan.
Thank you.
That's a great topic.
For having me.
Wow. Ronan, that's gadol.
There's nothing you can say after reading that that'll be politically correct.
Gay marriage
doesn't matter.
Western Wall.
Doesn't matter. Even what I said so far is not politically correct. My whole attitude right now is not politically correct.
With political
no
correctness
way,
like
and
that,
I don't even
there
have
is
a way
no
to
political
back up
incorrectness.
From
כן,
my whatever
אני אקח את זה מכאן,
okay,
כי
אובייסלי,
אתה יודע, כולם יודעים שזה נושא שלי כבר, זה נאמר.
Because I said, Ronan, you could have denied it. People could have, would have believed you if you would have denied it.
זה לא שלי, לא שיש לי בעיה אם זה היה שלי.
It's okay.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
תשמע, הנקודה... הנקודה היא, יש פה עניין, תשמע, אתה נשמע לכם על פניו.
לא, זה ברור שיש
מאוד,
פה עניין.
אתה יודע, כזה, אוקיי.
לא, מה זה דרך כלל? זה מאוד חשוב.
יש פה נקודה. אני חושב שה... אני אסבר. לא, זה לא מצחיק, זה נושא שסופר מעניין אותי.
אני יודע, אתה פשוט הפלת אותנו פה.
יש פה איזה,
I also have a homosexual topic in that hat, by the way. I thought it was going to be mine.
הרי שהתחיל כל העניין שלה, נישואי, אתה יודע, gays marriage. אז, והדיבור על זה שבעצם, לי תמיד הרגישו בחוץ כאילו, אנשים נורא רוצים להיכנס לתוך הסיסטם. זה עשה לי קצת כזה, תמיד כאילו, who gives a shit about the system? כאילו, מה אתם צריכים שהסיסטם זה? היום אני מבין שאנשים כן רוצים שיכירו בהם ושהם יהיו שווים
כן,
לזה
כן,
וזה
כן,
וזה.
כן, כן, רוצים חיבור.
אבל אני, מתוך הבוז שלי לסיסטם,
כן.
כאילו היה נראה לי כזה משהו שמי רוצה בכלל שהסיסטם?
Because you wouldn't get married.
יקבל אותך, אתה יודע.
You wouldn't get
יפה,
legally married.
יפה, יפה. כן, אז זה בא מאיזשהו מקום כזה. עכשיו כן. אני אומר, יש פה איזה עניין, יש פה איזה... איזה דיסוננס מאוד גדול בין הדבר הזה ולבין הרצון של האנשים להיות חלק כמו כולם וזה, שזה משהו ברור ומקובל, למרות שלדעתי הוא, אתה יודע,
רגע, אבל אם היית גר במקום שהיה לך, אסור לך להיות עם אשתך, אז זה בשבילך היה ביג דיל.
אנחנו דיברנו על ניסויים בכותל, חבוב, אתה משנה נושא.
No,
לא דיברנו,
I'm saying what you're saying right now about you have a negudeless system, so you wouldn't get married legally anyway because fuck the system. I'm saying maybe in your head it would be different if you and your wife, for some reason, weren't allowed to be together
יפה.
And you wanted to be with her.
יפה, אבל שוב
Then
אני אומר,
suddenly
זה
maybe
לא
you'd
הנוש...
want the...
לא, לא, אבל אתה מפספס, זה לא נושא של השיחה.
זה נכון, זה לא נושא.
הנושא של השיחה הוא לא אם לא נותנים להיות בקשר כן. עם מישהו אחר. הנושא הוא... האם אני יכול להתחתן בצורה דתית? לצורך העניין, אם הייתה לי חברה נוצריה, לא הייתי יכול להתחתן איתה פה גם, נכון?
נכון.
כאילו, כדת וכדין. אז אני אומר, אז אני נגיד, אם היה לי סיטואציה כזאת, הייתי אומר לעצמי, פאק את, אני לא אכפת לי בכלל, תבין, לא רוצה שאף אחד, אתה יודע,
מהמערכת.
אז כאילו, אז בגלל זה, אז על זה זה נופל, זה ה... אתה מבין?
כן, אני מבין.
בקיצור, זה מה שרציתי להגיד, אבל אני לא יודע, אני לא יודע אם רציתי להגיד, פשוט אמרתי כי... אמרתי.
כי זה היה צריך להאמר.
כן. לגמרי.
יש אנשים שחשוב להם דברים.
כן,
צריך לכבד את זה שחשוב להם דברים.
נכון.
אבל
לפעמים
גם צריך להבין
שלא
כל מה שאתה חושב...
It's always the opposite. We don't want the shit that we're handed, but the shit that people tell us we can't have, we want. That's what I'm saying about you. You're saying right now who gives a shit about marriage because you're in a place that it doesn't matter.
נכון. לא, לא, אני מבין היום.
But if you were in a place that you couldn't be married, now now gay marriage might become legal, whatever, civil.
בכותל.
That's what I'm saying. בכותל is a different story. You know, the כותל is a whole fucked up universe in and of itself. Like women go with a talis and people throw shit at them.
הם צריכים להיות בנפרד שם.
Yes.
אתה יודע, לפחות.
Yes, you know, I...
כאילו אפילו אנשים legit מבחינת הדת היהודית, במרכאות אני אומר, לא יכולים להיות בכותל, נראה לי... ביחד, כי יש
look,
הפרדה.
That, it's, like, right. It's its own messed up
בקיר
world.
בקיר, כן.
כן. It, that's its own kind of universe. And, it, and so...
It's a set of laws of something.
וזה מתחבר no, לי לתוצאות של הבחירות.
It's a set of laws of the people in power right now over that place. And yeah. when different people are in power over that place, a set of laws changes like in every other place.
But isn't that place of that, those people?
No.
It's not like,
no. No, because those people took it by numbers and power and numbers.
But it's like in concept, it's their place. It does,
they took... you, no.
Why is it...
It's
why,
not
what
in,
from
no,
that?
Because there's different branches of Judaism and other branches of Judaism maybe mitchaber yoter to where Judaism actually came from, but a group of people came and hijacked a little bit Judaism because they just are so many and so they have the power and when they make the votes they say this is Judaism and that's it but it doesn't mean this is Judaism
I'm not saying that's Judaism
so, okay,
I'm just
but,
saying that
but by what you're saying you're saying place. By default it's their place that's not true they've taken that place by their numbers and voting power in our system because they have enough numbers that's all it's very basic it doesn't mean anything spiritual nachon doesn't mean they believe the right things I'm not saying they're right I'm not saying they're wrong I'm just saying there's no god granted thing that this specific group of people is really knows yeah, or can tell everybody yeah. what the rules of the wall are right they just have the numbers to be able to tell everybody what the rules of the laws are
and the power.
So, isn't it true about everything yeah. like in society
that's a somehow a democratic society yeah. hijacked by a religious group
וזה מתקשר לי מתקשר לתוצאות הבחירות
but every
הכל
בסוף
every democratic society has its groups
democratic
I'll ask you a question to
nice quotations
I know I'm the guest but to close this subject I'll ask you a question
gay marriage at the Western Wall would I go
in,
to one
no in 100 years will there be gay marriage in a in the Wailing Wall בכותל
אני אענה לך ראשון אני חושב שעוד 100 שנה המצב יהיה חמור יותר
רק גייז התחתנו בכותל
הפוך במדינה הזאת גייז בכלל לא יורשו אולי אפילו להיות פה עכשיו המדינה הזאת הולכת אני חושב שהמדינה הזאת הולכת
100 years is a long time
אומרים שבמספרים
חשוב תשמע מספרים זה ברור לנו אתה יודע אין פה
אבל אתה לא יודע מה יכול להיות
לא אבל ככה זה נראה כרגע אתה יודע
זה כמו שלא חשבתי שהילדה שלי תאהב אבוקדו אבל היא אוהבת היום
לא זה לא אותו דבר
there's a song right now
לא שום דבר שייתן לך אינדיקציה שזה הולך לקרות לנו יש אינדיקציה שהם הולכים להיות רבים מאיתנו בהרבה והם הולכים אתה יודע זה הולך לקרות מתי שאנחנו צריכים להבין שאנחנו נפרדים מהמקום הזה.
לא בטוח, אולי תבוא איזו תוכנית טלוויזיה ממש טובה, שתגרום לכולם להיות מאוד חרמנים, ונתחיל לעשות מאוד ילד, מאות ילדים במגזר.
By the way, in a hundred years, there's a song by Blues Traveler, won't mean a thing in 100 years, I should dig it out and play it for you right now, because it won't mean a thing, and whatever we're talking about right now, it's not going to be the same society, maybe the wall doesn't exist, maybe it's a whole, maybe it's a water park commemorating that there was once a mosque in a wall there it's 100 years
okay.
it's a long time the aliens are coming back taking over again one never knows
always
love all
we
do know is it won't mean a thing in 100 years I'm not playing that song because I'm just not
can you hum it
but since we talked about gays which brings up sex I'll play aphrodisia
there so you go there,
I mean at least we can
why lama sex
at least
lama
we can because how do you define a gay person by who they have sex with that's the definition of it no am I wrong about that
זה לא רק משיכה מינית גם משיכה כן האמת שכן
משיכה מינית that's what we're talking about right
זה כבר נושא
gay you might have a little משיכה
I told you the second I pulled the note out
it's a lovely note
politically correct
don't blame the note wow, but at the same time, not a lot of time. You know what we're going to do, Deca? I'd like to mention that this is part one of a two-part show, so don't worry, because we're running a little bit low on time, that you're not going to hear Deca ever again. because you'll hear him next week. But we're going to play Aphrodisia, a little song called Ghana. Did I mention I'm playing all funky soul-y tracks for you today, Deco?
Thank you, dude.
That's my pleasure. And Aphrodisia, once again.
The sea.
Rhodesia, a little track we like to call Ghana, just leaving us just enough time to say, number one, Dekel would like you to know if you are gay and are getting married at the Wall, he would love to play at your wedding. Please reach out to him on email. He wants it to be clear. Now it's clear.
Thank you, Brian.
That's my pleasure. Thank you, Dekel, for being here this week and for coming again next week where we have a two-part show.
It's been fun, and I can't wait for next week.
It's anticipation.
I already know what I'm going to wear.
I'm going to wear it.
Is the hat happening again?
We were, oh my God, it's still alive.
That was fun.
This is Radio Hakatse, Campus Hakatse, Al Radio Hakatse.
Yeah.
It is Saturday morning. I really hope you're awake by now because it's been our pleasure.
כן, היה כיף, היה מדהים. דקל, אנחנו אוהבים אותך מאוד, איזה כיף שבאת.
גם אני, ועוד בשבוע כזה, אחרי התוצאות המטורפות האלה, אני שמח שכולנו ביחד.
Quick, דקל, what are we about to listen to?
מרגיש יותר בטוח.
15 seconds, 10 seconds,
5
seconds.
אנחנו נשמע שיר מתוך האלבום השני שלי בעברית שיצא, קוראים לו אל תלכי, תהנו.
What's the name of the album going to be?
זה היה.
זה היה, because it's like an album that's already from way long time ago?
I don't know.
Maybe. Okay, well, גם זה היה. אל תלכי, אל רן דקל. עד שבוע הבא. זה לפני מיקס.
מילים שרציתי לומר לך לפני שאת עוזבת נשארו לי על קצה הלשון כשסגרת את הדלת החליקו חזרה אל תוך תוכי אך זוג מהדהד בראשי עד היום אל תלכי אל תלכי אל תלכי מילים שהטחת בפניי כמו סתירה מצלצלת השאירו סימן אדם דם על נפשי הצוללת כתובות באותיות ענק לזוג מהבהב עוד כמו שלט נאון אל תדאג אל תדאג אל תדאג לפני שאת עוזבת